Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that you are good and your love endures forever. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will come and flood this place with your amazing presence and your goodness. That all of us who have gathered here will learn something more about you and have greater revelation and fall even more deeply in love with you, Jesus.
Come, our God eternal, now
God, we just ask that heaven will invade earth this morning as we lift our voices in praise to you, Jesus. Amen.
Just get up.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you will take my. You've done for me.
going to read from Luke chapter 10, verse 38. It's about Martha and Mary. It says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Okay, this morning, I got this about Martha and Mary. I just got a thought, I realized that I'm so busy with a lot of things, with work, but I'm not able to give time to God. And I'm just caught up with a lot of activities, but I realize that I'm not spending enough time with God. You know, this morning Nawat sent a message. It says, "No amount of Christian activity compensates for an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ." Amen. I believe God is speaking to someone. There are some who are troubled about many things, anxious about many things. But God wants you to spend time with him. That's all he wants. Okay. And he wants your relationship. And that's why Jesus came for, to reconcile man to God. He came, he bore our shame, our sickness, our curse and everything. He nailed it to the cross so that he could reconcile us back to God. Just for that relationship. And God wants you back. Amen? Let's open our hearts today. Let's continue worshiping him. Let's sit at the Lord's feet and pour out your heart. Pour out your heart before him. For he loves you just the way you are. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Will you say it? I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Dad. I want to sit in your presence. Nothing in this world can satisfy me but your presence. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place from grace to grace, from glory to glory. Let every shame be wiped away right now in the name of Jesus. Every troubled mind, every troubled heart, be still in the name of Jesus. Let the peace flow, peace of God.
Yeshu, tere paas,
Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. It's not that the problem goes away, it just doesn't, it's not magnified anymore because we are magnifying someone else. His name is Jesus. Jesus, your name, name above every name, Jesus. I wonder. celebrate the table of the Lord. Yeah? Here at your